Too many crypto. Five things Bitcoin doesn't need. Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. This week's episode highlights some of the ways in which Bitcoin adherents may simply be wasting their time and that of others. Bitcoin doesn't need dishonest representation. Like all of mankind's endeavors, it is subject to failure. For a host of reasons beyond the ability of the very brightest to plan for, BTC may indeed prove a glorious failure. There are, of course, an array of factors that point to a bright future, but promoting BTC as inevitable is simply disingenuous. Bitcoin loses nothing by the simple recognition of the possibility of failure. Any reasonably bright individual will be rightly put off by the portrayal of BTC as an inevitability. Bitcoin doesn't need hyperbolic, hopium-laced price predictions. By any reasonable measure, BTC has already succeeded beyond the wildest expectations of its first adherents, at least in terms of its per-coin valuation. From literally no market value to roughly $7,000 in a span of just over a decade is a meteoric rise of truly epic proportions. Indeed, the party may just have begun. Bitcoin has the potential to accrue value in a multitude of areas, as digital gold, as new gold, as a hedge against hyperinflationary policies, as a digital store of value for a digital age, and so on. It was, and remains, an asymmetric investment opportunity. Nonetheless, casually throwing out BTC to 10k, 300k, a million or beyond is more likely to repel than attract. Sure, the gullible, the desperate, and the degenerate may be lured by the promise of easy money, but is that really the audience BTC needs in order to prosper, grow, and sustain value over a multi-decade time frame? Ultimately, hyperbolic price predictions, in fact, weaken market sentiment, as they are inevitably missed. Bitcoin doesn't need claims of an easy road ahead. BTC's journey to global market significance has just begun. At this moment, it is the merest blip on the global economic radar. It has faced many challenges, and to date, it has overcome each and every one to emerge stronger than before. If you possess a sound grasp of BTC's elegant design, challenges are to be welcomed and expected. The current monetary regime cannot and will not simply step aside. Authoritarian states have no intention of empowering their citizens by embracing a decentralized currency. The struggle to realize a world where BTC matters will be many years in the making, and it will be littered with setbacks. Expect them, strive to understand them, and judge Bitcoin as it hopefully adjusts to overcome them. Bitcoin doesn't need falsely optimistic timelines. Folks, this is all going to take decades. At least three more halvings await before we can reasonably expect BTC to have entrenched itself within the global market system. Throwing out late 2020, early 2021, or mid-2024 as the points at which BTC will rule them all is absurdly optimistic. Were that to come to pass, great, but pushing excessively optimistic timelines for broader market adoption and relevance does no one any favours. Zoom out, admit your impatience and limited perspective, and couch BTC within a timeline that doesn't ignore the many challenges it is going to face over a very long period of time. Bitcoin doesn't need your allegiance. There are few things more wasteful than religiously trolling other blockchains. Stridently attacking each and every exploration of the potential of crypto is an eminently counterproductive pastime. Clearly, 99% or more of all current blockchain experiments will amount to nothing. But Bitcoin in no way requires this outcome in order to prosper. In fact, were a number of other cryptos to succeed as oracles, logistic facilitators, world computers, smart contract platforms, and so on, such success would, in all likelihood, bolster BTC's own place within the market. Educate, teach the wider community about BTC, call out dishonesty where you perceive it, but to evangelize against all other iterations of blockchain simply robs you of focus and embitters the very people who are natural Bitcoin allies. Thanks for listening.